My name is Kristen Mott. I am a licensed professional clinical counselor, and I have been asked to speak to the controversy surrounding some of the things that Uta Frith has made public regarding her perspective on the autism spectrum disorder diagnosis and how the loosening of the criteria may be influencing overdiagnosis or overrecognition of traits that may be considered autistic. I have spent most of my adult and professional life researching and focusing on the autistic community. I am not a social media influencer. I'm just here as I am, as someone who assesses for autism. I have noticed over the last several years a trend where individuals present for an assessment and are, kind of 100% sure that they are autistic. They have read the diagnostic criteria. They have watched TikTok videos that they relate to. And that's not all bad, okay? That has helped people recognize that they may, in fact, be autistic. But the flip side of that is that there is a great deal of misinformation on TikTok and Facebook and other forms of social media. And sometimes what people recognize in themselves, they may be traits of autism. And also they may be struggling with issues related to trauma or anxiety, and the symptoms that they perceive to be autistic may not, in fact, meet the criteria. This is very challenging as a therapist and an assessor to sit with someone and try to kind of talk through and work through the fact that maybe what the individual is experiencing is not, in fact, autism spectrum disorder. As an assessor, I have experienced people becoming extremely angry, yelling, cursing. There are angry emails. Assessors have received board complaints for not providing autism diagnoses. Individual assessors have received bad reviews online. I have been in autistic spaces where, when an individual hears that their experience does not meet the criteria for autism, that other members of these social groups talk about the fact that the assessors are incompetent, they don't know what they're doing. There is a great deal of support for people to get a second opinion, and I completely agree with that because if you disagree with the diagnosis, if you think that's incorrect, no assessor is 100% correct. There is no 100% accurate assessment for autism. Yes, definitely get a second opinion. But there are also a lot of practices that prey on individuals looking for those second opinions, where people pay $4,000, $5,000 to get that piece of paper that says, yes, you are autistic, which, is a shame. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, what is happening is there is a bit of an identity being developed around the idea of being autistic, where autistic now means maybe socially awkward or different or maybe quirky. What's happening is that autism is no longer being regarded by many individuals in that group as being a disability. I hear different ability, superpower. No, if you are not experiencing a great deal of difficulty related to your social communication, your reciprocity, your understanding of relationships and ability to be in relationships, you may not be autistic. Autism is a disability, and my fear, truly, my fear is that this watering down of our understanding of what autism is ultimately going to hurt the autistic community. That people that really need more intense supports are going to be denied those supports. That is really what I'm concerned about. I think that we really need to hear both sides. We need to listen to Uta. We need to hear the perspective of some of these researchers that are having the courage to come out and say that maybe there is overdiagnosis or over recognition of some traits that just may be part of the human condition or part of a different struggle that are being identified as autistic. We need to be able to be honest and say maybe there is kind of an identity being developed around some of these autistic traits. Also, I think we do need to be able to listen to people who may have less of those support needs that their experiences are also real. And what could that be about? This is a conversation that I hope that we can have. All right. Thank you for listening.